This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Renters in Colorado will soon gain new rights, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State Democrats have nearly passed two new laws that would give more protections to renters. The bills would allow tenants to repay their debt and avoid eviction even after a court case has begun. The laws would also cap late fees at $50, slow down the execution of evictions, and give renters 2 months of notice before a rent hike. Democratic Representative Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez says it's about more than just responding to the pandemic.
This is not a COVID bill. This is about longstanding systemic issues that we have had for renters.
Landlords say that restrictions can drive owners out of the market. The bills still need a signature from Governor Jared Polis. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Another Coloradan has been arrested for allegedly breaching the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Timothy Wayne Williams of Trinidad is at least the ninth person from the state charged in the insurrection. He admitted to the FBI that he was inside the Capitol building, and video shows him chanting and taking a selfie. He faces multiple charges. And Arapahoe Basin Ski Area is closing for the season this weekend, the last resort to close this year. Sunday is the last day for experienced skiers because all beginner terrain is already closed. Tickets need to be purchased in advance. A-Basin will host live music all weekend long. Well, it's going to be a very warm weekend around the Front Range, highs in the low 90s. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC.